I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at careercycles.com and founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz, Canada's unique podcast conversation that enriches lives, empowers careers, and energizes organizations. What's it like to take a year's sabbatical? How do you organize one, not if you're a professor or teacher, but a worker in a regular Canadian workplace? Katarina Sanders is recently back from a one-year global travel sabbatical with her family. She's back at work at Habanero Consulting in Vancouver, refreshed and in a new role focused on bringing human-centered design work to employee experience consulting. Katarina Sanders joins me live by telephone from Vancouver. Welcome, Kat.
Hi, how you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Glad to have you on the show here.
Thank you.
So welcome back. You're at work now, refreshed and renewed from your 1 year. What are you liking most about your work since returning?
Because of taking the year off, a big part of planning for that was, what would it be like while I was away? And for me, it was that I knew I wanted to step out of the role that I had been playing. I was Habanero's VP, and that meant I was looking after our day-to-day operations. I was looking after all of our employee experience. And I really had kind of gotten to a place where I was kind of done with that. And so going away for the year was the perfect springboard for having the conversations that were necessary for me to be able to step out of that role, create opportunity for other people to play some of that those roles in the business. And so now that I'm back, I'm back into day-to-day consulting. I'm working with clients, I'm working on projects, and I haven't had a chance to do that in 10 years. So that's been fantastic. I'm really enjoying being sort of a billing member of the organization instead of just working on the building up the business side of it.
Interesting. It's like a pendulum, you know, and I hear that in a lot of career stories. People start out doing this thing, and then the pendulum swings over there to leadership, as you were saying, and then it might swing back in somewhat of a new or refreshed way.
Yeah.
So this new pendulum swing back into the billing and consulting, just for listeners who might not understand what all of that means in terms of humanizing the world of work and human experience, what is it that you're doing?
We're moving into some interesting work here at Habanero where we're helping organizations design their employee experience. And we're taking principles from design thinking, principles that we've been applying to the world of creating digital experiences, be it intranets, extranets, websites. We've been taking those skill sets, that design thinking mindset, and we're applying it to workplace design. So we're working with organizations now who want to change how they do their communications. We're working with organizations that are moving from, startup to more established companies, and they want to figure out how do they preserve the culture that they have through that kind of change. Working with organizations around how their IT function can better support the entire organization, and not doing an IT audit, but rather coming at it from the point of view of what kind of experience is it that we need to create for our employees, for our organization, through our IT function to make us, the best organization we can be. So bit of a departure for us, but really fantastic, selfishly for me, because I've been working on employee experience for sort of 10 years now, and so to be able to bring some of that to our clients and using design thinking to do it is really exciting and I think quite different.
So interesting. And I know you and I have talked a bit about this. This actually comes from the technology consulting that Habanero was doing. It sounds like you were doing things like intranets and it was more on the technology side, and how it has morphed or kind of moved into this world of consulting to create the employee experience. Is there still technology as part of your implementation, or is it now purely a kind of human consulting experience?
There definitely is technology, and I think that it's a reflection of the fact that technology is everywhere now. We've more and more our outlook is almost, of course there's going to be some sort of technology in here somewhere because it's so pervasive. It's in everything that we do. By we, I mean human beings. it would be difficult really to consider doing much of anything without there being some kind of a technical component. What's really exciting, though, is not seeing the technology driving the experience, but rather the people and people's needs. What are the jobs they're trying to get done, and having that drive the technology? That's a real departure, I think.
Right. That sounds reasonable. That's like the dog wagging the tail instead of the other way around, right?
Yes, exactly.
My guest this morning is Katarina Sanders. She took a one-year sabbatical from her job at Habanero Consulting. We're talking to her about that. My name is Mark Franklin, host of Career Buzz here on CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto and worldwide at CIUT.fm. So, Katarina, let's just go over to the sabbatical situation now. You know, we hear about sabbaticals, professors take sabbaticals, and teachers, I know, they can organize themselves and take that sixth year off and get paid over it. But most people who work at a regular Canadian corporation don't do this. So what led you to even think about it and want to take a sabbatical?
Well, both my husband and I were just in a really good spot, in terms of the organizations where we worked. So in my case, I am a partner here at Habanero, and it was something that we had discussed as a partnership, that would be part of our agreement, that we could take a year off, and that would be fine. And it wasn't take a year off to have a child or for health reasons. It was take a year off and do with it as you like. And then that sort of has bled into, just anyone here at Habanero, it's absolutely a conversation that we're happy to have in terms of, what people's interests are, where they're at in their lives, and, if a year off is the right decision for them. And then my husband, he also works for a great progressive employer who had a already in place policy that employees could take a year of leave and come back to a role. In the same way that, I would say we're all familiar with in terms of parental leave, maternity leave, of course you can take the time off and come back to a role. It might not be exactly the same one as the one you left, but you've got a place to come back to. So both of our places of employment had that kind of philosophy already in place.
Wow, that sounds, we've had a couple of other guests on Career Buzz who have done this, but it sounds unusual. I'm not sure many other workplaces have that. It's more maybe a case-by-case basis. So when you presented your idea, like, hey, we talked about this in our partnership, but now I want to do this. What was the reaction in the workplace when you said I want to do it?
Amongst the partners, excitement and complete support and enthusiasm. And if anything, what happened was we started looking in the agreement and there was this moment where we're like, okay, and so I guess the one thing is we can't all be on sabbatical at the same time because suddenly everybody was thinking, hey, I would love to do something like this too. So amongst the partners, it was super enthusiastic right from the get-go. And the rest of the organization, I think it was perhaps at first a little bit of incredulity of, wow, we can do this, and yes, we can do this. Of course, then also moving from that sort of disbelief into excitement and enthusiasm and complete support.
So, were you the trailblazer at your workplace?
I was, yes.
and subsequently, how many people have thrown their hat in the ring for a sabbatical?
Well, it's funny. Everyone just kind of heads down right now. I'm not hearing a lot of people who are thinking of doing it. My theory is that getting the time off from work is maybe one of several pieces that people need to wrap their heads around in order to consider taking a year off. The work piece is a big one, but if I look around me here, that's not a problem. It's not like there are people beating a path to the door saying, I'm going to take a year off too. There is quite a bit to figure out.
Yeah, well, the money part seems to be one of those important pieces. I know when teachers do it, and some listeners may be familiar, they have these things like 4/5 where you get paid you know, your 4 years worth of salary gets paid to you over 5 years. So that fifth year, when you take the time off, you're getting, you know, what would have been 80% of your salary. So, so that's one way to do it. How does it work with you?
Well, in my case, because I am a partner in the business, there was a little bit of money that was going to continue to come to me while I was away. But really, the bulk of it comes down to the fact that, you know, my husband and I sort of first started thinking about this crazy scheme easily 8 years ago, and probably threw it into high gear as much as 5 years ago as far as our savings. And we diverted a lot of our disposable income towards making this happen, knowing that, it was definitely going to cost money to do, as well as foregoing, you know, income while we were away. So we had somewhere between 5 and 8 pretty intense savings years. And then we're also fortunate enough that we own our home here. And so we were able to rent it out while we were away. And that was also really helpful in generating a bit of money to cover mortgage payments and that kind of thing.
Nice one. And you own a home in Vancouver, the hottest market in Canada. That's quite an accomplishment. Congratulations.
Well, we could never afford our house today. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yes. So that's fascinating. So for listeners who are thinking about this, unless you're like a teacher or a professor where these are kind of institutionalized, you ought to be thinking about this some years in advance so that you can actually put some money away to cope with that time period and thinking about renting out your space if that's an option.
Exactly.
So it's on the psychological side, right? Like you had a different role. You were a VP before and all this stuff had happened, and then you're going to set off. And what did you think was going to happen to your work and your role? Was it planned out, or did you leave saying, I don't know what I'm going to do when I come back?
Yeah, that's exactly it. In fact, I wanted to leave not knowing what was going to happen. I felt like the trip was a ginormous reset, and I didn't want to be kind of hemmed in any way. I mean, our entire philosophy about the trip was spontaneity. We had a few pieces that we had planned. We called them our anchors, things that we had booked far in advance. And they helped give us a little bit of shape. But generally, the idea was we wanted to be able to make plans when we wanted, how we wanted. You know, coming from a life that I think so many of us have modern day, which are so overscheduled that every minute is accounted for. You know what you'll be doing 6 months from now. You know, you want to meet up with friends and everyone starts looking at, you know, 2 months in advance. It's madness. And so spontaneity was a huge theme for the trip, and for me also in terms of what I was going to come back to career-wise. I knew I was coming back to Habanero and wanted to come back to Habanero and wanted to kind of see what happened while I was away as far as how I was feeling, what my interests were, and to try and leave that open. And again, I mean, thankfully I was in a position that the organization was totally open to that and fine with this idea that, you know, I'll come back and we'll figure it out in that moment. And it all did kind of make itself clear probably in the months, just a couple months before the trip was over, and when and then upon arriving back in Vancouver the 6 weeks before I started up work again, it was all sort of coming together really nicely to say, you know what, I'm going to come back and do project work. I think that's how I can contribute best to the organization, by being another, you know, active set of hands. And as it turns out, that was exactly what Habanero needed as well. It was, you know, we were all wanting to lean out our leadership team, not looking to have someone come in and play a management role. And that dovetailed perfectly with where my headspace was at as well.
Nice. All right, so we'll come back to the getting back part, but I'm sure listeners are curious, like, what the heck did she do for the year? So, and I know you and I have talked about this, and it was like just an amazing thing to hear about it. So, you know, in brief, what did you and your family do for a year?
Well, we left Vancouver and headed, sort of chased the good weather a little bit. And so that meant we went to Europe for the summer. Then we went down to Africa for about 2 months, two and a half, three months. Then we moved over to Asia for about 3 months, then Australasia for about a month and a half, and then South America to finish off the trip, and then came home. And along the way, we did some urban, we did some rural existence. We tried to get out and in nature and with wildlife as much as possible. My son was 10 for the trip and is a complete nut for all things animal. And that was a theme that my husband and I really were happy to embrace. And so it helped that we were all on the same page, and it wasn't one of us wanted to do a, you know, museum tour of the world, another wanted to do a foodie tour of the world, and, you know, another wanted to hike. We were all quite nicely aligned with the activities that we were interested in. And so, yeah, we managed to hit nearly all continents. And we also, it's easy to get a little caught up in terms of like, oh, let's try and fit in some more countries. And we kind of actively kept ourselves so that it didn't become like an amazing race of collecting passport stamps. It was, you know, a little bit not quite that frantic a pace.
That's great. And it's the first time you've said in the interview here that you took your son. And how great is a family experience to do something like that and the memories that that will form? How was it for your son at such a impressionable age to do this and also to take a year off school, and so you'd have to deal with some homeschooling and education? How was that for him?
He loved it. I mean, by the end, he was really happy to come home. He missed his friends. He missed playing soccer. He missed his family. But I'd say he lasted pretty much the entire trip being just in and engaged and enthusiastic. And we were just so amazed and proud of how open he was to, you know, trying new foods, being in new places. And his passion for animals has only gotten stronger. He's had some pretty amazing experiences that have really taken his interest and turned it into a passion. And I mean, it's still early days yet, but it seems that this is something that may stay with him for the rest of his life, is this love of animals and curiosity about them. And so now, on top of this, though, it seems that we have created a bit of a traveler. So my husband and I were planning to do something for our 20th anniversary next year, and we were saying, hey, let's go to New York. And I was talking to my son about it, and he got really angry with me because he's like, you can't go to New York without me. I haven't been to New York yet. And I said, well, you know, it is for our anniversary, so we were thinking, you know, a weekend together would be nice. He wasn't having any of it. He was so we've created I think we've created a bit of a traveler out of him. Which
that's great. That's great. So what animals did you see? Like, the, you know, I'm just picturing now, like, you're in Africa. You were in every continent. You would have just seen. What are a couple of highlight animal viewings that you can share with us?
Well, we did. We got to see a bunch of the big cats when we were in Africa. So we did see lions and cheetahs and leopards. It sounds hokey, but the first time that I saw, you know, it was a cheetah. I think it was three siblings, and they'd actually just coming off of a kill, and they were just, you know, lying under a tree, and they were only a few meters away, really, and to see them so clearly in their environment, you know, looking good and happy and doing what they're meant to be doing, it was really thrilling. It was incredible. And then, you know, I mean, being in Australia and getting to see, we went out into the backyard of where we were staying at this one place to play some bocce, and there was a family of kangaroos that sort of sitting there twitching, looking at us, kind of wanting to play bocce as well. we had some fantastic swimming experiences. We did go to the Galapagos, which was incredible, and, you know, having hammerhead sharks swim a few meters beneath us. I'm not a big shark person. They kind of scare me, but they were so beautiful and graceful in their movement. Just these natural highs that came from seeing these animals. It was incredible.
Well, it sounds great. Like, I'm sitting here smiling. Ariel, our tech here, he's nodding his head up and down as we're listening to your story. I'm Mark Franklin, and you're listening to the Career Buzz podcast. Career Buzz is brought to you by Career Cycles. Take inspired action toward making well-informed career and life choices. Go to careercycles.com to learn about professional one-on-one career management programs using a story listening approach to career counseling. If you're a helping professional looking to scale up career management, visit onelifetools.com to learn about the Who You Are Matters game and online storyteller. My guest this morning is Katarina Sanders. She's telling us about this sabbatical that she took from her job at Habanero Consulting in Vancouver. My name is Mark Franklin, host of Career Buzz here on CIUT 89.5 FM and worldwide at CIUT.fm. So, Kat, we just have a couple more minutes, and yeah. As much as I want to just stick with hearing about your year away, which is amazing, you know, we're on a career and workplace show. So yeah. just back to this question of how your thinking started to emerge and change, and it sounds like it was toward the end of the year that you came up with this kind of thought, and it seemed to jibe with what was going on in the workplace. So how was it upon your return with these kind of ideas and trying to get yourself back on track? How did all that work?
Well, you know, I was, I guess, blessed from the standpoint that because I've also been with Habanero for about 16 years, so I really know the organization very, very well. And so when I did get back, I was able to kind of orchestrate my own onboarding, if you will. And I was able to meet with pretty much everyone in the organization, sit down, have a coffee, and say, you know, what has the year been like for you? What have you been working on? Like, where have you been passionate and excited about what you've been doing? And through that process of kind of reintegrating over those initial weeks, where I saw the passion and where I saw the excitement coming from were, you know, people's stories about the projects they'd been working on. And I think that had some influence on me, and I thought, you know, that this is somewhere I'd really like to contribute. And so I think that was maybe the where it really galvanized, uh-huh. was talking with people and hearing what they'd been through.
Great. And staying open to it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we just have a minute more. If I can just ask you to pulling it all together, especially the story of the sabbatical, and if you could share with listeners one insight or one piece of advice coming from your own personal experience, especially around the sabbatical and travel, what can you share with listeners about what you've learned from making all of these choices?
It's not as daunting as we think. Given enough advanced planning, you can make it work financially and vocationally. If you are listening and you're in Canada, employers have already made the leap that human beings can be away from the workplace for a year and the world doesn't collapse. So talk to your employer about taking a year off, and that no, it's not, you know, a maternity leave, but the same mechanisms could be in play. So, you know, what we've done, it's not in the realm of fantasy or it's not for a select few. Just takes a lot of planning and a commitment to a long-range timeline. Like, don't think about doing this for next year. Think about doing this 5 years from now, and you could make it happen.
Right on. Thanks so much, Katarina, for telling us about this. If people want to find out more about Habanero, how do they do that?
They can go to habaneroconsulting.com.
And you guys have offices. You're in Vancouver, but I know there's a Calgary and there's even a Toronto office.
There is. We even have someone who's getting things going in Winnipeg right now.
So. Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
Fabulous. Kat, thanks so much for sharing with us today on Career
Thanks
Buzz.
So much for inviting me to tell my tale. So.
Sure thing.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You have been listening to Career Buzz, Canada's unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. Here on CIUT 89.5 FM, I'm your host, Mark Franklin. You can find out more about me at our work at careercycles.com and onelifetools.com. If you have comments on today's show, let me know. It's Mark with a K at careercycles.com. Thanks to my guest today, Katarina Sanders, Sheila Cassidy, Larry Donovan, Carter Grant. Technical production today was by Ariel Samonte. You can catch an MP3 of today's show. We actually are podcasting the shows now through iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher. You can find that at the Career Buzz button at careercycles.com. Catch Career Buzz every Wednesday, 11 a.m. here on CIUT. I'm Mark Franklin. Thank you for listening to Career Buzz.
Thank you for listening to the Career Buzz podcast. Find us on iTunes or visit careercycles.com/radio to subscribe and download past episodes. Get inspiring career stories full of twists and turns, actionable ideas from career experts, and new ideas to empower your own career in life.